Okay, so we'll say top of page Lamed Ches, first line. Good morning. So says Trump's like this. So if you remember again yesterday, he was speaking about the two mistakes that people make in this world. The mashal that he was giving was to a person walking at night. And he says when a person walks at night, the first difficulty that a person has is that sometimes a person doesn't see the obstacles that are right in front of them. Page Lamed Ches, right, literally the top line. She says, issue number one is that a person doesn't see the obstacles that are right in front of them. And ultimately, a person doesn't even realize the obstacles are present until it's too late, until the person stumbles over the obstacles. So to ultimately, he says that in Olam Hazeh, in this world, a person could be so blinded to certain realities that they don't see them until it's too late. V'atos Hasheni, the second mistake that people often encounter in this world, V'hukasha min arishon, and this is even more difficult than the first mistake, the second mistake, and again using the nighttime metaphor, is if you remember again, sometimes what happens at night, so the Mitzvah Shram's Lashon was, he sees an Amud and thinks it's an Adam, sees an Adam and thinks it's an Amud. Right? He could see a person and think that the person is a pillar, and see a pillar and think that the pillar is a person. So literally that the nighttime distorts the individual's vision. And he says this particular mistake this particular danger is even worse than the first. Because in this, you see, if you don't go ahead and see the obstacles of life, okay, then a person realizes the obstacles pretty quickly when a person trips over them. But if a person has a distorted life view, then in reality, a person may never even realize the erroneousness, right? Exactly. They may never realize what it is that they're making a mistake about. And he says that's why this is even of greater danger, because a person will see that which is good and think it's bad, and see that which is bad and think that it's good. Umitoch kach mischaskim umachazikim maaseim haroim. And because of this distortion of life vision, a person ultimately reinforces negative ways. Because it's not just that they lack the proper outlook, that they don't see the evil, the negativity that is lurking right in front of them. That a person with his warped vision will literally find great proofs for their wrong outlook, and they will feel that different situations in life, in fact, prove their flawed ideologies. V'zos hi haro hagidola hamelafavtam umeviim el be'er shachas, and this is the ultimate evil that envelops them and ultimately leads them. Be'er shachas literally means the pit of destruction, which means beyond the point of salvation. So his point over here, right, rationalization, his point over here is so profound. You know, if a person is blind to the realities of life, which we all are at certain times, so the good part about being blind to something is your blindness is over pretty much the moment you trip over the obstacles. Then when you're lying on the ground, you realize, okay, I made a mistake. I was blind to this reality, but now I understand it. In the second model, says in the Siyas Yisharim, good morning, of warped vision. So warped vision never allows the individual to have that moment of awakening where they realize, oh, that was wrong. That didn't make sense. That outlook was flawed. Instead, what ends up happening in warped vision is a person continues to perpetuate this flawed approach, and they have no way to get out of it until the point that a person ultimately has created, good morning, this alternate reality that centers around this warped vision. And he goes on, "V'humash amar akasuv hashmein leiv ha'amazeh ve'oznav hachbeid ve'inav hasha penyira be'inav uba'oznav yishma ulivavoyovin." So this is what the Navi Yeshaya laments. So amazingly enough, the Nevi'im don't lament the fact that people sin, because the fact that people sin is a reality of existence. It's a reality of life. What the Nevi'im lament is a warped life vision, is that when you don't understand what is the Tov HaAmiti, what is the ultimate good, when you don't understand what are the actions that are ultimately good, a person just ends up in a life's tailspin. V'chozeh mipnei hayosam tachas choshech ukivushim tachas memshalas yitzram. And why does this happen? Because a person is enveloped in darkness and literally held captive by their yetzer, by their inclinations. Paragraph Zayin. He gives a beautiful mashal. Ach osam shekvar yotzu mina ma'asar hazeh. Him roim ha'emes la'amito, v'yicholim li'yait shar b'nei adam alav. So I will say, this is, the Mesel Shem keeps making reference to this, and this is the difficult life dynamic. The difficult life dynamic is that the things that he's writing about, you only appreciate once you have correct life perspective. Meaning, if I am this individual, which all too often we are, but if I'm this individual who has this warped life vision, so I read this and I say, I don't even know, I don't understand this, because the truth is, my life is going fine. Right? Baruch Hashem, I'm going in the right direction. Everything is hunky-dory. There are no problems. So says Mesias Yesharim, the catch-22 over here is, the only people who will appreciate what I'm writing are the people who have freed themselves from this warped life vision. Then they can appreciate that all too often in life, what we think we see is in reality not what we see. And look at the mashal. He says, "Halama zedome legan hamevuka." He says this is compared to a gan hamevuka. Now, what's a gan hamevuka? If you look at the footnote 53 over there, see, he writes gan hamevuka mavuch labyrinth. Belaz, a labyrinth. What he's really referring to are these complex mazes. A labyrinth. So he says this could be compared to a labyrinth. Hu hagan hanatua litzchok. This was a garden that people often planted for pleasure, right? For fun. He says hayadua etzah hasarim shanetios asuos kisolim ubeinayim shivilim rabim nivuchim umuravim. Kulam domim zelazet. So what is he referring to? So I don't know, I guess they would call this a labyrinth, a maze. What is it? A corn maze, right, So, but you know, you see this like in Victorian times, right? So they would have these, I remember from my childhood. So they'd go ahead, they'd have these large mazes that were constructed like from trees, or from, right? And the idea was it was so tall, and all the different paths looked the same. He says the hatachlis, and what was the goal? The goal was to reach Achsadra, good morning, some particular place. Achsadra literally means like a portico. But some type of portico right in the middle. So the goal was to get to the middle of the labyrinth. Alright, next page. Va'omnam, page number 10. Va'omnam, hashvilim ha'ele, mehem yisharim umagim be'emes el ha'achsadra. Umehem mashkim as ha'adam umachim ha'osam meno. Okay, so we know the way it works in a labyrinth and a maze is there are some paths that ultimately took him to the particle, took him to the destination in the middle, and other paths that ultimately led him astray from his destination. Va'amnam ha'holich ben ha'shvilim hu lo yuchal liros v'ladaz klal im hu b'shvil ha'amiti o b'kozev. Kikulam shavim vein hefresh beinehem lein haroa osam. But here's the challenge. The one who was in the maze really could not differentiate the different pathways because each and every one of them looked the same. Im lo sheyeda haderech bevikius ubetvias ayin shekvar nichnas bam viyegia elatachlis shehu achzadra. See, Rabbi Osai, the amazing part about the labyrinth is it's not really about skill. It's about your ability to have seen the path to the middle and to retrace your steps on that particular path. See, this is the only people who are... So again, a person through trial and error could ultimately get to the middle, but the only way to repeatedly get to the middle are the individuals who have gone ahead and gone through that particular maze and made it to the middle. V'hine ha'omet kvar ala achsadra. Now, once you reach the middle, hu roa kol hadrachim lefanov, umavchin bein ha'amitim v'hakozvim. So I guess the interesting part is, I guess the way it worked over here is, at least in the labyrinth that he's describing, the portico destination in the middle was elevated. so that you were able to go ahead and see down into the maze. So once you reached the portico, once you reached the destination, you were able to go ahead and see all of the paths and ultimately see which ones led to the destination and which did not. And once you were standing on the portico, you would be able to call out to the others who were still in the maze, Lomar, Zeh haderech, l'chubo, take that path, this is the right one to go on. V'hine mi sheyirtza l'hamin lo, yagir l'makom hamiyuad. Now, if you were still in the maze and you heard the guy calling out from the portico, you had a choice. You could listen to him. You could listen to him and reach your destination. Or, u'mi shelo yirtza l'hamin, v'yirtza l'aleches achar einov, v'adai sheyishair ovev, v'lo yagir elav. And the one who did not want to listen to the individual on the portico would just simply follow his eyes, follow the path that looked best to him. But most probably he's going to end up lost for a while and not reach the destination. Now, he might ultimately reach it, but it's going to take a lot of time. He says, listen to that profound. This is Kein HaDavar HaZeh. Says Mesaz Sharm, so too is this same dynamic. Misha Adayin L'mashal B'Yitzro. Someone who has not yet overcome his Yitzro, reined in his inclinations. Hu B'Soch HaShvilin. Is in the paths of the labyrinth. Lo yuchala havchin beinayim, and has difficulty telling the difference in the paths. Ach hamoshlim biyitzram, shekvar higiu ala achsadra, shekvar yatsu min ashvilim, v'ra'o kol adrachim le'einayhem bevirur. But those who have gone ahead and reached the portico in the middle, who have reined in on their yitzur, on their inclinations, who have seen all the different paths, but made it to the center, he micholin liyayitz l'mishiyirtza lishmoa. They can dispense advice to those who are willing to listen. Ve'eleihem tzvichin anu lahamin. And it is to them we must believe. Va'omnam mahia eitzah shem nosdin lanu. So what is the advice that those who stand in the middle portico are giving to us? Bo'u cheshbon. Come to cheshbon. Come to contemplation. Bo'u unechashev cheshbono shel olam. So let's come and contemplate the important contemplations of this world. Ki kvar he misu v'ra'u v'yadu. Because these individuals who have already reached the portico, they've tried everything, they've seen everything, they understand things. Sheze levado hu derech ha'amiti lahagia ha'adam ala tova asher hu mevakish. That this is the only way for man to reach the ultimate good that he seeks, v'lo zulas ze. And there is no other way other than this. So the Messiah is such a profound mashal. So says the Messiah's Yesharim that ultimately, the only way to go ahead and reach that middle of the maze, the only way to go ahead and reach that destination, that portico in the middle, is through this cheshbon, is through this contemplation. Again, what the Messiah's Yesharim remember has his multi-tiered contemplation, which we'll talk about again tomorrow, but this idea of contemplation of where am I going, what is the Tov HaAmiti, what are the actions that will get me there, and what are the actions that ultimately will distance me from that goal? All right, we'll stop over here.